Yeah, we knew we wanted to bounce back. We were kind of happy with how the schedule worked out, that we were playing, you know, Toronto and San Jose, two top-tier teams in this league, that we had to really focus. We thought we played okay against Toronto and maybe deserved a little better fate. And tonight we knew we had to come in and get a win. It wasn't always pretty. Vassy was there, big for us, and made some big saves and kind of kept it close. Had a couple power play goals, and we were able to kind of shut it down in the third, which was nice to see.
So say, how about that third period where you do shut it down in a situation where you want to lock it down, you got the two-goal lead, you don't need to score any more goals, so how good was that defensively?
Yeah, that felt good. That was nice to see our group come in with a game plan and into the third period. We had the lead. We knew, obviously, one more period and we get a much-deserved break, so I thought the guys did a good job of going out there with a purpose, which was to not give them anything. We stayed above in the neutral zone. We had some nice block shots. Vassy had some nice saves, and it was just all in all just a really controlled period and one that I thought we executed very well.
Is this a kind of a good game to have a challenge like this going into the break, that the last two in particular, I guess?
Yeah. You know, like I said, playing Toronto and San Jose the last two games were probably the best thing for us. You know, coming off, a tough loss on the island, we responded well, and another tough loss against Toronto. So, like I said, we had a game plan. We wanted to come in here and win. We won, and now we can heal up and guys rest up and get that break, and then really put the pedal on the metal here in the last part of the season.
How nice is it to see Gord get that one?
Yeah, he's a little snake bitten there for a while. He was getting some chances the last game. I thought, we were starting to create some stuff 5-on-5, so it was a good shift. And he's going to be in front of the net and around the net, so it was nice to see him get rewarded.
What's it like playing with him in terms of how much does he add to your
line? Yeah, I mean, every guy brings something different. Obviously, first and foremost, you see the tenacity he has, on the puck and retrieving the puck. In the offensive zone, he's going to be in those tough areas, so he creates some space out there and allows Pryly and I sometimes to find some seams, and then he gets to those areas where he got rewarded tonight. So we're slowly, I can feel the chemistry growing, and like I said, it was nice to see him get one tonight.
Reaching the 25 goal mark again for you, heading off to All-Star Weekend. Just kind of what this season's been for you personally right now.
Yeah, it's obviously been a lot of fun, contributing in the season that we've had so far as a team. I think, got off to a little bit of a slow start, but I've really just tried to round out my game, and in doing so, I've found, that putting myself in some better positions to create some offense and score goals, by working harder and smarter in certain areas of the ice to create some separation there. And when you're playing with the caliber of players that I'm fortunate enough to play with, plays are going to be made and you're going to be the recipient of some nice ones. So it's been great so far, but far from over, and a lot of hockey left, and we're looking forward to that stretch run.
Do you take a little bit of pride in being a guy who can have kind of even goals and assists at this point?
Yeah, I mean, really in my career, I was always known as kind of the goal scorer, the shooter, I think, within the last year and a half, tried to, I've always believed in myself and my ability to be a playmaker and make passes. And like I said, it all depends on who you're playing with and what type of read you're making on the ice. But I've always believed that I can have the ability. I think as you progress throughout your career, I just have that little extra poise with the puck in certain situations, and that's been helpful.
Got any plans before the All-Star game?
I'm just going to try to get out to California a couple days early and relax. It's a long travel, considering we were just out there. So just try to get out there and get adjusted and just have fun. Looking forward to the All-Star game. After that.